Okay, today it's special to learn with you again. And the style of shiur that we're going to have today is going to be quite different than what we did last time. If I could summarize what we did in Elul is we developed a theme in Avodas Hashem, in Tshuva. That's what we did then. This shiur is going to start off being very practical, halachic, in terms of the halachos of Mashiv HaRuach HaMoed HaGashem and the same Talamat HaLevracha. At the end of the shiur, we're actually going to go back to a theme, I won't test you, but we're going to go back to a theme that we developed in Elul and see that Elul and the winter are not really that far apart, even though the halachos are quite different. So, in contrast to the previous year where we spoke about more machshav ideas, this year is going to be a little bit more halacha, halacha lemaisa. Eventually, we're going to take the halacha lemaisa and try to develop an important lesson that we referred to in the past. Okay. All of us began saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMoed HaGashem on Shmini Atzeres. Let's discuss some of the details if a person makes a mistake. So what we're going to do is discuss what happens if a person skips Mashiv HaRuach HaMoed HaGashem, says Mored HaTal in place of Mored HaGashem. We'll discuss a few permutations. Then we'll go on and contrast those halachos to the same Talamat HaLevracha. Talk about someone who travels to the United States and is caught in a quandary of what do I say? Because we switch here in Israel to the same Talamat HaLevracha in a week. And in America, they're only going to do it on December 4th or 5th. We'll touch on the reason why. And then come back to the Machshava that I said that we touched on in El. What you have in front of you over here in this booklet is two editions of the Shulchan Aruch. When we discuss the halachos of Mashiv HaRuach HaMoed HaGashem, all we're going to need is the Mechaber and the Ramah. And that's going to be the first two pages in Simin Kuf Yudalit. And then, when we talk about the halachos of the same Talamat of Levracha, what we're going to use is also the Mishnah Brura, but of course on the top it's the same Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Before discussing a practical instance when a person forgets to say Mashiv HaRuach HaMoed HaGashem, let's emphasize that there are two different customs in Klal Yisrael of how to pray during the summer. When a person says the second bracha, do they insert Morid HaTal or not? In America, that depends on whether you daven Nusach Ashkenaz or Nusach Svard. Nusach Svard puts in Morid HaTal, Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't. I daven Ashkenaz, and that's when I wish I daven Nusach Svard. I'll explain what I mean shortly. In Eretz Yisrael, almost all put in Morid HaTal. That is emphasized over here in Simin Kuf Yudalit Sif Gimel, where the Ramah says, "Va'anu b'nei Ashkenaz lo mazkirin tal lo b'imos hachama v'lo b'imos hakshamim." We don't mention Mored HaTal. We're going to see that is going to be very important if someone forgets to say Mashiv HaRuach Mored HaGashem. Says the Mechaber in Si'if Hei, Simin Kuf Yudalit Si'if Hei. That's going to be our first example on the board, and that is what happens if someone misses Mored HaGashem. If a person does not say Mored HaGashem, omits Mored HaGashem, so says the Mechaber, B'imos HaGashamim, Imlo Amar Mored HaGashem, Machzirin Oso. You have to go back. You have to return. But if you mention Tal, then you don't have to. Why? Because the moment in which we allude to some type of bracha that comes from the heavens, so then that's enough. B'di'evet, that will be enough. So
That's what I meant when I said that sometimes I wish I had done this on Svar. Because if I had forgotten that it was the winter and I skipped Masher Baruch Morid HaGashen, if I'd say Morid HaTal, then I wouldn't have to go back. So if you omit Morid HaGashen, so then you need to go back. We're going to need to define a little bit more what it means to go back. However, if you said this is during the winter, we're going to discuss winter halachos, another time we'll discuss summer halachos. If, however, you said Morid HaTal in the winter, then the halacha is that you're okay.
Okay. What happens if you didn't say Morid HaTal? Nusach Ashkenaz. You go back. What does it mean to go back? Let's take a look at Sivav. Mabed varim amurim shemachzirin oso kishelo amar bimos hakshan Morid HaGeshem hainu kishesiem kol habracha.
That's only if a person finished the entire bracha.
V'hischil bracha shachreel. And then he begins the bracha of Atah Kadosh. V'oz chozer l'rosh hatfilah. Then you go back. Avol nizkar kodem shesiem habracha. But if you remember, before the bracha has been completed, yomar b'mokom shenizkar. You say it at that point.
Because what is the bracha? Atah gibar, olam Hashem, l'chayim nesim, atah av l'shiyah.
Or a bunch of praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can insert Mashem Ruach Marit HaGashem at the place that you remember. However, if you began already at the Kadosh, it's too late.
So, if you admit and you go back, so then what does it mean to go back? There are two categories. We'll put them in red.
If you've already completed the bracha of the Chayim Mason. Completed.
I realize that it's a small board. I apologize if you feel free to come up and take a look. Completed bracha Mechayim Mason. So then, back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Start Shmon Esrei again. Start again. If, however, you're in the middle, so then you insert Mashiv HaRuach prior to the words Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim. Any questions, clarifications? So far so good? Yes.
So let's say you're Ashkenaz and you don't say Morid HaTal.
Right.
But now you're in Israel and it's past Zion.
Ah, keep in mind that there's no difference. There is a difference between Israel and in America, but it's only in regards to the Saint Talamata Levracha. We haven't discussed the Saint Talamata. We're gonna put that up shortly. We're only talking about Mashiv Ruach Marit HaGashem.
But if you forgot Mashiv Ruach,
doesn't matter. It doesn't help you out.
Even though it's top.
Yes, correct. It wouldn't make a difference. Okay, so these are the rules. So far, so good. These are rules of Mashiv Ruach Marit HaGashem. Mashiv Ruach Marit HaGashem is actually quite straightforward. Yes?
I think my son is an Ashkenazi.
Okay.
It really says we're going to be Mashiv Ruach Marit HaGashem to say we have called in our Israel.
And you did? in other words, it was the winter or was it summer?
Within the post-Pesach preview.
Right. That's an interesting question. I prefer you ask your rabbi in seminary that question. Because if you ask different people, you'll get different answers. What I will say is, if you move to Israel, to bracha, you should come to Eretz Yisrael. So write it down. So Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Tavshin Ayin Tes. So then for sure, you would say it in Morid HaTal. Okay, so those are the basic rules in regards to Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGashem. If you completed bracha Mechayei Meisim, you start again. Otherwise, you would insert it in that place. However, when it gets to the halacha, so the same talamata of bracha, it gets a little bit more complicated. First of all, let's remind ourselves what the basic halachas are. Take a look in Simin Kuf Yud Zayin, that's on the third page that you have in front of you. Kuf Yud Zayin Aleph. Birchas Hashanim. When it comes to the bracha of Borech Aleinu, Sarech Lomar Ba, B'Yemos HaGishamim, V'Sein Tal Umatar, during the winter times,
So then you say the same Talmater. Now when do you begin? Says the Mechaber, Umaschilin Lishol Matar B'chutz La'aretz B'tfilas Arvis during Mariv Shel Yom Shishim Acharei Tkufas Tishrei. There are different periods in the Jewish calendar that we are less familiar with of when the rain is actually necessary in Bavel. And in Bavel, it's only what's referred to 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei on the solar calendar that's either December 4th or December 5th. Hence, in America, they will only be saying the same Kalamata Lebracha starting from that date. Ube Eretz Yisrael, but in Eretz Yisrael, on the third line, in Kuf Yud Zayin Aleph, Maschilin Lishol, you begin to ask on the night of the 7th of Cheshvan, in a week from now. Now, of course, that begs a fascinating question. What happens if you're traveling from one to the next? We'll get to that shortly. What's the difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael? To this day, this phenomenon exists, and that is in America, if it doesn't rain for a year, almost everybody's going to be okay. If, God forbid, it doesn't rain for a year in Israel, in the Middle East, then a drought could be a terrible, terrible thing. God forbid it didn't rain in the States for 10 years, it would be a different story. But in Israel, almost all of our water is dependent on the rain and water of the previous year. Of course, the Torah describes that's the difference between us and Mitzrayim. Egypt is nourished by the Nile River. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Asher Tamid Eimei Hashem Elokecha Ba. That Eretz Yisrael constantly needs the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember before I made Aliyah, we were driving through upstate New York, and I was thinking to myself, this is a land, United States of America, along with all of North America, is a land with such abundant resources. Such abundant resources. Eretz Yisrael is by far the most beautiful country. But at the same time, its resources are dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu from year to year. And therefore, we need rain as early as possible. In fact, we really need rain. We're supposed to ask for rain starting from Shmini Atzeres. As we do, we say Mashal L'Rucha Marei Gashem, we should really start saying the same Talmud L'Rucha already on Isru Chag Sukkos. Anybody know why we wait 2 weeks to Zion Cheshvan? Yes? That's right. People who are being Ola Regel, so we want to help them, and we're concerned about them returning home. By the way, Rav Nevensal Shlita writes on the bottom, my Rebbe writes on the bottom over here, therefore, La Halacha, if somebody made a mistake and said the same Talumata Levracha already today, they didn't put up the mechitza for me, but there were too many men in the Beis Medrash. They used to put up the mechitza for you guys. So, too many women. Bli Ayin Hara. Okay. So if somebody today said, oh my goodness, somebody's listening to a shir, and at 2:45 when we daven mincha, they say, oh my goodness, for some reason, I said the same Talumata Levracha instead of the same bracha, then that would be okay. Because here in Eretz Yisrael, we already need rain now. It's just for those who are Ola Rega. Fascinating phenomenon. Okay, so that's clear. The same Talmatar is a different world in terms of its beginning time. Eretz Yisrael is a different beginning time than America. What do we do halacha l'maisa? My in-laws, may they be well, are here. And they're going back a few days after Zayin Cheshvan. My father-in-law is in Avelos for his father. So he asked me, what's he supposed to do in Shmon Esrei? You don't need to, a person doesn't need to be in Avelos. He's an American. He didn't make Aliyah. He lives in America. He doesn't have a home here in Israel where he lives. He's not here for the Shalosh Regalim. But they're starting to say here the same Talmud Levracha. But in America, they're not. What does a Ben Chutz La'aretz do when he comes to Israel for 2 days Yom Tov? He's supposed to keep 2 days. Here too. What's he supposed to do? So you take a look on the, I'll say it, Baal Peh. It's
For those of you who are ambitious, you could look inside in the Piskei Tshuva. Piskei Tshuva's on the page Tuf, Ayin Zayin, going on to Tuf Ayin Ches, discusses this phenomenon, and he says that, simply put, there's not going to be necessary halacha l'maisa, okay? So before you can't leave for the next 3 minutes. So the Piskei Tshuva says that when you're in Israel, Israel is koveya, and you should follow that which is done in Israel. And therefore, in Israel, they need rain. You say the same halamah to the bracha. However, even if you're going back to the States, if you're going to be here, all of you are going to be here for a while, so then for sure you follow what they do in Israel. But what about someone who's going back? Again, our shaila is only about someone who's going back, right? When does the fall semester end? When is someone going back? In January. So that's after December. So therefore, there's no question. All of you will say the same Talmud of Racha. Hopefully you'll stay even longer one day. So that's in regards to someone who's going back. But what about my in-laws who are going back in the beginning of November? So what's the halacha going to be for them, or even before? So the halacha is, according to some, they say, well, at the end of the day, you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're now here, you'll say the same Talmud of Racha. When you get back, you'll go to the same Racha, and then when they switch back, then you're going to go to St. Talmud of Racha on December 4th. However, if you take a look, my Rebbe Rav Nevinsal quotes, is quoted over here on the page that you have in front of you in the Mishnah Brura, in Dibra Maso Uba Aretz on the bottom, and this is how many of us follow. This is also here, he doesn't quote it from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, but this was the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and many today follow this opinion. Ben Chutzlaret Hanimtza Ba'aretz. The Daito Lachzar, he's in Eretz Yisrael, but he intends to return. Yomar v'sein talumatar b'shomeyat tefila. They say v'sein talumatar bracha in shomeyat tefila. In other words, they continue saying v'sein bracha because they're a ben chutz la'aretz, but they added in the hosafa of shomeyat tefila. Now that's really, really interesting. We discussed in Elul, this phenomenon of Shomei Tefillah, you could put stuff into Shomei Tefillah. That's going to be the machshava of the shir that we're going to discuss as we go on. This fascinating phenomenon of putting stuff into Shomei Tefillah. So bottom line, what I would tell my Talmidim is that if you're going back to the States before December 4th, and you're from the States, then you would continue saying the same bracha, and you would put the same Talmud are into Shomei Tefillah. That's our Mesorah, even though the Piskei Tshuva has a different approach. I see a bunch of hands. Yes? No. That's right. It's to have produce in America as well. Nachon. Every community davens for rain in their community. No. You can. You can add it in Shomei Tefillah, but the bracha Baruch Aleinu is for your locale. Yes?
What if you're going back to America and coming back?
Like, and you're staying? So then for
sure. Let's say I was going back to America next week and so, back.
Right. So then the answer would be that you would say the same Talmud of bracha. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Shomei Tefillah, maybe you would add the same bracha. Maybe. That's an open question. But once you start saying the same Talmud of Racha, and you're going to be in Israel, so then you continue saying the same Talmud. Yes, I know people who that's going to happen to as well, but they're going to go for Hanukkah. Well, Hanukkah is this year, it's after December 4th, right? So it won't be an issue. But someone who goes for Thanksgiving, so then in such a case that will happen. Yeah?
Let's say you're in America, and you're coming to Israel.
You're in America, and you're coming
December 4th,
then you begin, and you're staying afterwards. Then you begin continue with the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, correct? Because you're going to be staying throughout. Okay, that's the fascinating question of being caught between Israel and America and the beginning times. Now let's go back to our chart that's about someone who forgets. So we learned, just to review what we learned, we have so far two major Roman numerals. Roman numeral one that we discussed is someone who forgets Mashiva Ruach. Roman numeral two was, we discussed, a traveler. And Roman numeral three is going to go back to someone who forgets, but we're talking about someone who makes a mistake when they're supposed to say V'sein kal matul avracha, and instead what would they have said? Here you only have one option, and that is they've said the same bracha. So what if a person makes a mistake on the same path? So here, if you turn the page to the Shulchan Aruch, we have the halachos that are a little bit more nuanced. Mashiva Ruach was relatively easy, a little bit easier than the same Tal Umatul Avracha. Turn two pages. Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Dalet, page 288. Imlo Sha'al Matar B'Yemos HaGishamim. If you didn't say the same Tal Umatar, Machzirin Osav, then you do have to go back. Afal Isha Sha'al Tal. Unlike Morid Atal that could suffice in place of Mashiva Ruach HaMorid HaGashem, if you miss the same Tal Matar of Ruach, and this happens, it's, sometimes we space out. One of my rabbis, Rabbi Branchville, used to say that sometimes you have to give somebody a Shalom Aleichem after they finish Shmona Esrei. He says because they start out, and they're, let's say they're davening on 40 Duv Devani in Beit Vegan, and then they start thinking about what's going on in seminary, and they start thinking about what's going on at home, and then they think about their parents, their father who's doing business in China, and then they realize that they're back here in Duv Devani. That happens to me also. So he says, after Shmon Esrei, you have to give them a Shalom Aleichem. They've traveled around the world in their Shmon Esrei. So sometimes when we're traveling around the world in Shmon Esrei, and that's natural, it happens to all of us, a person realizes, oh my goodness, I didn't say the same Tal Matar Levracha. Now here, we're going to have two possible places, maybe even three. Three possible places where a person will realize that they forgot to say the same Tal Matar. One is that they remember before Shomea Tfila. Another is where they remember after. And the third is going to be that they finish Shmona Esrei. Those are the three permutations that could exist for someone who forgets. Let's take a look and see the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Yud Zayin Dalet. Im lo shal matar b'imos hagishamim. If they didn't say the same Tal Matar, machzirin osa, they have to go back. Afal pisha shal tal. Aval im shal matar v'lo tal im machzirin osa. Okay, that's for the summer. We'll do that another time. Sif hei. Im lo shal matar. But if they didn't say the same Tal Matar, v'niskar, and they remembered, kodem shomea tfila, ein machzirin osa. So what you do is, you insert in shomea tfila, you don't go back. So if you remember, you realize, wait a second, I didn't say the same Tal Matar bracha, I said the same bracha, and you remember in v'lirushalayim ircha, what should you do? Keep on going. Just remember, in Shema Koleinu, before you say Ki Ata Shomea Tfilas Kol Pam Chai Yisrael Berachamim, just to say the words the same Tal Matar Bracha. By the way, I'm curious, just as a show of hands, there are two different customs of when you have personal bakashos, where to put them in, either in Shema Koleinu or at the end of Shmona Esrei. How many people put it in Shema Koleinu? How many put it in the end of Shmona Esrei? Interesting. Both are totally fantastic accepted customs. I always myself have torn when to do it, so I was curious what other people do. Okay, so that's the halacha. Number one is that you put it in Shema Koleinu. So far, so good? Okay. Continues the Mechaber. V'im lo niskar ad achar shomea tfila, but if you don't remember until after shomea tfila, im lo akar raglav chozer lebirkas hashanim. If you haven't finished Shmona Esrei by taking your steps back, so then you go back to Baruch Aleinu. So if you remember after Shomea Tfila, So then what you do is you go back to Baruch Aleinu. Return to Baruch Aleinu. What does that mean to return? Turn back the pages and you go back and start again from Baruch Aleinu, and then you say the same Talmud of Racha there. So far, so good. What if you completed Shimon Esrei? Yeah, there's a question?
Yeah, what do you say anything for the Brahma Lava Tola that you made?
No, because it would be in Shimon Esrei, you just go back. Right, right. And it happens to the best of us. It happens. We'll try at the last 10 minutes of Shir to talk about a way in which to bring ourselves to not forget. But that's human. Somebody said to me something fantastic last night. Along with perfect, often doesn't come along good. Perfect isn't necessarily good. We strive to be good. We don't strive to be perfect. Okay, number three, the last phenomenon is if you finished, so then you start again. Okay, straightforward halachos. Now I want to ask you, present to you a fascinating machlokas. What we're going to do for the next 10 minutes is zero in on phenomenon number two. If a person forgot to say the same bracha, the same kalamata of bracha, they remembered after Shema Koleinu, where do you go back to? You go back to Baruch Aleinu. That's how we pass on halacha. However, this is subject to fantastic debate. Take a look at this reference. If I can ask you to pass it around. You take a look over here. This is actually a sefer that was written in memory of Rav Huttner, and we're going to quote something from it. He quotes a dissenting view on phenomenon number two. When you remember after Shema Koleinu, if you take a look, five lines in to the beginning of the page, the paragraph begins Rambam. He quotes Avol Rav Haigon. Avol Rav Haigon chosav dechozer l'shomea tefila. Rav Haigon says that you go back to the bracha of shomea tefila. In other words, and we're going to see, this is the opinion of the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that you don't return to Baruch Aleinu. Just like if you remember the four Shomea Tefillah you inserted in Shomea Tefillah, so too if you remember after Shomea Tefillah, you go back to simply Shema Koleinu. You don't have to go all the way back. Everybody got that machlokas? Fascinating machlokas. What I want to understand with you for the next 10 minutes or so is what is behind that machlokas. What's the issue? What's the conceptual issue that is being debated over here? How do you look at the bracha of Shema Koleinu? I saw that most women raised their hands and they said that they add their personal tefillos. Why did we choose that bracha to add your personal tefillos? Why there? Any suggestions? Yeah.
Maybe it's just, it's like this entire verse, it's more general.
It's more general?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Great. And this is what we touched on a little bit in Elul time, right? You remember that?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, good.
It's like the last bracha of the bakashos.
Excellent. It's also the last of the bakashos. Shema Koleinu is also the last of the bakashos. If it's the last of the bakashos, you could understand Shema Koleinu as being your last chance to do everything that you forgot. It's what's referred to in halachic terms, the zman kashlumin, the time to make up. If there was something that you didn't pray for example, let's say you normally put in the name of sick people in Rifa'enu, you forgot a sick person, you remembered in Shema Koleinu, you put it in there. So then, the reason you put it in over there is you realize that you forgot. You forgot. You really were supposed to put in Rifa'enu, but you forgot. You put it in Shema Koleinu, because you forgot. It's a place of Tashlumin. Or, the other way of understanding it, is that the bracha of Shema Koleinu is not the place of Tashlumin, but it's the ideal place for everything. Rav Huttner Zatzal has a similar idea in Dibra Maskel V'Nir Lomer, the next lines. It's similar to what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it a little bit differently, even though I know it from Rav Huttner. By the way, how many years ago did Rav Huttner pass away? About 35 years ago. I'm going to tell you what Rav Huttner said that he heard from Rav Chaim of Brisk. How many years ago did Rav Chaim pass away? This summer was his 100th yard site. What I'm going to share with you is worth to me more than $1 billion. I'm going to share with you what I heard from my Rosh Yeshiva in Tar V'Das, Rav Tam, who heard from Rav Huttner, who heard from Rav Chaim. That means, if you say it over to your students, then you'll be repeating a Torah. That's how many generations old, going back to Rav Chaim of Brisk, heard from Rebbe to student, from Rebbe to student, from Rebbe to student, for 7 generations. It's pretty cool. So here it goes. Here's what Rav Chaim said. And I heard this from Rav Tam in a slightly different way. By the way, that's the beauty of Torah. We could trace what we have in Torah going all the way back to Har Sinai. We could trace this discussion going back to Har Sinai. I can't tell you exactly how. There are some, but every bit of Torah can be traced back. Here were Rav Chaim's exact words. This is worth $1 billion. Even more than a Stern tuition. These were Rav Chaim's exact words. Rav Chaim said as follows, that the bracha of Shomea Tfila is kolel kol habrachas. That's what I heard Rav Tam say. Got those words? Is kolel, it includes all the brachas. Any suggestion of what that means? It's kolel kol habrachas. What does that mean? It's open for your interpretation. What we have, the only thing we know is that this goes back 7 generations to Rav Chaim of Brisk. Rav Chaim of Brisk was the son of the Beis Halevi, who was the Rosh Hashim of Elazhin. And the Beis HaLevi was a descendant of the Vilna Gaon. This Torah, we probably know for sure, goes all the way back to the Vilna Gaon. I know it's 7 generations back, or 5 generations back. It's open for interpretation. So what do you mean by Kavana? That Shema Koleinu somehow takes the place of Kavana for everything. Why? Why would that be? I've heard that from many people. You know what I've heard from people? That they say that the 2 brachos that they have the easiest time having kavana for is Shema Koleinu. Anybody else want to suggest another bracha? Rifa'enu, okay. Slach Lanu. And from married women, I've heard Modin. Modin is the most common one. I've heard it as being very, very common. In other words, Emir Tzah Hashem, when you're Zocha to be older, and you realize the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you in your life, so then modin. Okay. So it could be that Shema Koleinu, you see, have more kavana, and therefore it's an optimal bracha. What else?
Maybe the same way that we can have a mitzvah that's equal to all the mitzvah, we can have a bracha.
That's equal to all the brachos, but why? Why is Shema Koleinu? What is it about Shema Koleinu? Yes?
Maybe all the schools to
them. Okay. In other words, it's all dependent. Everything in Shema, that's a nice idea. I never thought of it exactly in that way. That all of the tefillos are dependent on a Kadosh Baruch Hu hearing. In Elul, we pointed out that even in tefillah, there is a guf. Just like in every part of the world, there's a guf and there's a neshama. Tefillah has its guf and tefillah has its neshama. The guf of tefillah are the words. That's the physical expression of it. And then, behind every tefillah is also the neshama. There's words, and there's something above words. Do you notice that in the heavens, words aren't used. When you daven Shacharis this morning, what do Malachim do? Malachim sing. They don't use words. I mentioned to you in the past that the Baal HaTanya said that he thought that a nigun, which is very holy in Hasidus, that a nigun without words has a higher madrega than nigun with words. Because words is the expression of corporeal beings. Nigun is the expression of angels. And I told you Rav Aaron Soloveitchik liked to say over this Baal HaTanya, and then he would quip, and he would say, and I say, a nigun without the nigun is the highest madrega. What Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was saying is being alone with one's neshama is the highest madrega. What am I driving at? I'm driving at the idea that all of the bakashos that we say are words. Shema Koleinu, let me use a very strong academic word. Shema Koleinu is the redacted of the entire tefillah. It repeats all of tefillah, but not b'milim, not words, but with call, with our cry. And it could be that's what Reb Chaim meant. That what Reb Chaim meant, that Shema Koleinu is kol el kol abrachos, it's a repeat. After a person went through all of the Shemona Esrei, and they tried to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu with words, they realized there's something so much more behind my tefillah, more than just the words that were printed in the Siddur. Many times Talmidim have approached me and said to me, Rebbe, it's hard for me to get into the words, because the words aren't my own. These are the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Now there are ways to get into the words, but there's something above and deeper and beyond simply the words of Shemona Esrei. That's Shema Koleinu. And that's the last of all the Bakashas. I mentioned to you before Yom HaKippurim, the story of the peasant boy who came in on Yom Kippur, and the Baal Shem Tov said that our tefillos were nothing compared to that peasant boy who he said, Kamatz Aleph, Ah, Kamatz Beis Ba, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put those letters together. The peasant boy didn't know the words of tefillah, but he knew the call of tefillah. It could very well be that that's the pshat in why Shema Koleinu is the go-to. Shema Koleinu, there's no problem. Let's come back to the halacha. If you remember before Shomea Tefillah, so there's no problem to go into Shema Koleinu. Why? Two possibilities. Both were suggested by the women here. One possibility was that Shema Koleinu is a place where you insert everything you forget. So just like you forgot to put a name in Rifa'enu, you put in the same Talmud Matar into Shema Koleinu. Or there's another possibility. And that is that Shema Koleinu is kolel kol habrachas. That it's a redactic of the entire Shemona Esrei. And you put in the same Talmud Matar Levracha over there, you're putting it through the entirely new tefillah, but it's in its appropriate place. In other words, Shema Koleinu is, according to this approach, is an opportunity for you to repeat the entire Shemona Esrei, the B'chinas Kol. It wouldn't be wrong then, if it's appropriate to insert names in Shema Koleinu, it wouldn't be wrong to put all the names that you said in Rifa'enu again in Shema Koleinu, or anything else. Because Shema Koleinu is a redactive of the entire tefillah. That is the position of the Yerushalmi. I mentioned that there is a Yerushalmi that says that even if you remember after Shema Koleinu, let's say you remember in the middle of Modim that you didn't say the same Talmud Matar Levracha, you don't have to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu. The Yerushalmi is of the opinion that you go back to Shema Koleinu. We paskin halacha l'maisa, 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 bottom line, that Shema Koleinu is not kolel kol abrachos. We paskin that it is a tashlumin, as the women had suggested. And therefore, if you remember, and you've already passed Shema Koleinu, you've missed your last stop, then you've got to go back to Baruch Aleinu. And if you missed your last stop at the end of Shemona Esrei, then you've got to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. What's the takeaway from all these halachos? We learned a lot of halachos today. The big takeaway about Shema Koleinu is that there's a part in our Avodas Hashem that's above and beyond words. There's a part in our Avodas Hashem that's a kol. Too often the Jewish community is caught and wrapped up in the chitzonius of Avodas Hashem. Tefillah is one of the most intimate relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet even tefillah could be caught simply in a place of words. Our goal after Yom Kippur, after Rosh Hashanah, where the bracha was l'shmoa kol shofar, to hear the cry of the shofar. What's the cry of the shofar? The kol of the shofar, where does it come from? What's put into the shofar? Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, the neshama. That's what's put into the shofar. And that's what we blow in Rosh Hashanah, because that was what was put inside us. This year, we were given a new neshama. And in our Avodas Hashem, the way to connect to the neshama is not simply to connect to words, but to connect to something deeper. Let's apply it to Bein Adam L'Chavera. You could communicate with your friends with words and letters on WhatsApp, and then you could communicate in a deeper way. But what that requires is for us to put aside the chitzonius, to put aside simply the letters and the words, and really connect in terms of neshama. And of course, Kal Vachomer in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many people are there that so much of the relationship is based on what they have to do, as opposed to what they want to do? Every once in a while, it would be better for you to daven a little less, but to daven what is more meaningful. Nachas v'chalil, to be mevatel on tefillah. But tefillah that's coming, yosem e'alev, that's what tefillah is all about. It's avodah shevalev. Shema koleinu is the pinnacle. It's kol el kol abrachos. It ends all of the bakashos. And once a person reaches that point, that they're in touch with the chelek elokam imal, then they're ready for modin. That individual who realizes, wait a second, the true individual who can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not someone who has a beautiful house and has a beautiful car and has a fantastic spouse and has everything, but a person who appreciates the greatest thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them. The greatest thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us is the neshama. A neshama that has a profound call. So we see from today that the halachos of the Saint Talmud of Racha are directly connected to the essence of tefillah. And when you begin to plumb, to dig deep into the halachos, you'll find amazing things as well, in terms of the machshava of Avodah Session. Looking forward to learning with you again in a couple of weeks from now. Have a great Shabbos.